Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my goodness, it's already Wednesday, the fourth day of August, 2004. And it's been a month or two since I think I had this much vital news and information to cover with you. We're going to have wide open phones as well, the toll-free number to join us, any issue, any news item, any comment, any question you want to yell at me, you're welcome to join us, 1-800-259-9231. The website, of course, is Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com with a huge update for you today. This is out of the Boston newspaper, and it says, brain device offers hope for some mental disorders, out of the Boston Globe. And they say that, well, a new microchip in the brain will end depression and mental problems. And the government says 15% of us at least are mentally ill. They're starting the mental illness testing of all school children. Then it's going to be adults, now being announced as well in 10 states. Then to go to all 50. And they say that you're mentally ill, you're going to have the microchip in your brain. So there you go. Brain device offers hope for some mental disorders. With its infamous history of crude ice pick lobotomies, they just stick an ice pick and griggle it around in the front of your brain, psychiatric surgery has been widely shunned for decades. Now it appears poised to make a careful comeback using a far gentler technology, a pacemaker for the brain that once implanted can be adjusted or turned off. Yeah, just ask the Manchurian candidate. researchers at Butler Hospital in Providence are completing the largest study to date of the deep brain stimulation device, potential to alleviate mental illness, involving 10 patients with severe intractable obsessive-compulsive disorder. The doctors say it looks promising, and they are beginning to test the device as a last resort for chronic depression. So this is in today's Boston Globe. I want to talk about that, and you're welcome, too. This is out of Newsday. Source: terror attack to begin early September. They're going to attack us. Al-Qaeda will attack us in early September. And I didn't see this, but I got three or four emails that I had time to read. I was on Don Griffin's show for 45 minutes in St. Louis this morning. He said he saw it on Hannity and Combs. Did you see it? Can somebody who taped it call in and play it? I bet you did. General Tommy Franks, who in the Cigar Aficionado in December, said that, well, it's sad, but after another attack, we're going to have martial law, and that's just the way it is. He supposedly said the exact same thing again last night on television. And I'm hearing he did it on MSNBC and Fox, so he was on multiple channels. Did you see this? Can you call in and confirm it for us? Again, a talk show host who I know and respect says he saw it, so I'm sure it happened, but I did a quick search and couldn't find it. And somebody do a more detailed search and email it to tips@infowars.com, and we'll get it posted. By the way, we caught our good buddies at Northcom, General Eberhardt, with PsyOps people manipulating the U.S. public. This came out in the news. I mean, what's new? It's all part of the new freedom. And Ridge defends new terror threat warning, despite the fact he admits that it's over 3 years old. So a lot of key information coming up. That's only the tip of the iceberg, my friends. We'll cover it all when we get back. Don't forget also another website we have, prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. We're now to the second segment, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the first hour. It is Wednesday, the fourth day of August. And again, I'm going to put the call out periodically throughout the broadcast. Did you see Tommy Franks, the outgoing head of CENTCOM, repeat his comments from last December's Cigar Aficionado on national television that it's real sad and he hates it, but if there's another attack, we go to martial law and a military form of government and set aside the Constitution? Why, it's what the people want, and he's real sad about it, but you know, we've got to face up to this. This is what happens if there's another attack. They're now framing that in our minds, just like they did before 9/11. And we've caught General Eberhardt putting ads in the newspaper in Colorado for people with high-level security clearances to come to NORTHCOM, our new martial law directorate, kind of like the KGB master base, coming out and saying, we need people to be part of our strategic deception operation internationally and domestically. I even have the newspaper ad here in front of me. And, of course, the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information says they're going to lie to us, and they have been lying to us quite a bit. Incredible. They say we're going to lie to you and plant fake news stories and manipulate you. And then when you point it out, they go, we never said that. Oh, no, you just put a press release out. That way, see, if they ever really get caught red-handed, they say, well, we told you we were going to lie to you. It's just incredible what they're doing. They tell you they're going to lie to you. They tell you they're going to manipulate you. And people are still in denial. And we've got articles here about brain implants so you won't be depressed anymore. The government wants you to take them. And they're saying huge terror attacks in early September, and Ridge defends new terror threat warnings. This out of the Associated Press. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge on Tuesday defended the decision to tighten security in New York and Washington, even though the intelligence behind the latest terror warnings was as much as 4 years old, he said. Law enforcement officials were trying to determine whether the plot was current, with terrorists still trying to organize such an attack. In an investigation made more urgent by revelations linking the suspect behind the intelligence with the 98 bombings of the U.S. embassies in East Africa. Funny, at that very time, Al-Qaeda was under CIA contract publicly, this is admitted, attacking the Serbs as a pretext to invade them. Oh, look, they're fighting back. We've got to invade the Serbs and take over for the U.N. In those devastating truck bombings in Africa, Al-Qaeda operatives had begun casing targets in Kenya almost 5 years in advance. The warnings that terrorists might be plotting attacks on specific buildings in New York, Washington, Newark, New Jersey, have prompted authorities to elevate the terror alert level for the financial sector in those cities to orange or high. Streets have been closed with barricades erected and heavily armed police guarding potential targets. And you're all being trained. Black ski masks, sandbags, barbed wire, fences, machine guns equals freedom and safety. And again, we've got General Tommy Franks out spouting off on Hannity and Combs, and I'm told on other broadcasts, I didn't see it. I've confirmed this, though, with Don Griffin down in, up in St. Louis. I was on his show, and he said, yeah, he saw it with his own two eyes, and I got emails on the subject. Did you see this? 1-800-259-9231. Again, preparing us in a preparatory phase to do all of this. Open discussions of suspending elections. Open discussions of martial law. Open discussions of red alert. The Washington Post, Gannett News Service, Associated Press, Reuters, saying there's federal plans to lock down whole sectors. Again, I said a red alert will be done in sectors first, in a block of states. As a test mode for future nationwide red alerts, and they're not going to let you have your children. They'll give them back to you after a few hours, maybe a few days, get you trained that, oh, it's safe. We can get on the buses. We can get on the trains and go to the emergency centers to get our children. So when they really do it, in the next terror attack, after the next terror attack, a few terror attacks down the line, when they really drop the hammer, we'll accept it and go willingly for our showers. I'm not joking around, by the way. You go, why would government do that? Well, why does government always do that? Why is that the norm? Freedom and liberty being the exception. And you sit there sucking your thumb in a naive fashion. I have to tell you, though, I don't mean all the listeners, I mean those that are in denial. I have to tell you, though, that I was on, you know, mainstream news talk station, you know, 30-year-old station in St. Louis today. And they have this commentary by the program director at the start of each hour after the news, and I've heard it many times being a guest on that show probably 15 times. And in the past, the program director kind of sounded like a neocon, but today his one-minute analysis was, we don't want martial law, we don't want to suspend the elections, and we don't want the takeover of our society. Everyone should be against this. If we do this, we kill American freedoms and the terrorists win. What's happening? People, wake up. See, it's not funny anymore. And I'm on other talk stations as a guest every day, and I hear this same concern. People that laughed at me, that made jokes. But see, they heard me 5-6 years ago talk about all this, and now it's all happening. So see, it's not funny anymore. But a lot of you are probably going to decide to just join the New World Order. You're deep down afraid, so you'll make the split-second subconscious decision to, well, we got to do it, and, you know, it's not that bad, and I'm just going to go along with it because I'm a big, fat coward. 1-800-259-9231. And we will also, we've got a guest coming up in the next hour. We have chilling photos from 2004, not just 2003, 2004, of a citizen squads that have been created where they take former military people, put them in uniforms that say MP, and they go out on the roads and the streets and at the football games and the high school and college football games, and they search people. And they're going to have the neighborhood watch do this. They're going to have all the truck drivers, the cable men, the exterminators, everyone. It's being announced all over the country with federal grants at the state level. You know it as the TIPS program, and they changed the name so people aren't aware of it. So that's coming up. We have these incredible photographs, and the gentleman is going to be coming on the broadcast from Pensacola, Florida, who was in Alabama for this college football game and took these photographs of this. So this is something that you do not want to miss, and it integrates in with just the incredible photos we have out of Boston of the police. By the way, do you know what started Sunday? We knew there'd be some violence. There, you know, there had to be an excuse for the police to attack the crowd, and they did have provocateurs in there. But it all started over a papier-mâché bottle. The police thought it was a Molotov cocktail, so they had to attack the crowd and then send you that message that they're God and that we're basically their slaves. So that is coming up as well. Let me cover this now, and then we'll go to break and go back to your calls starting in the next segment. This is out of page15.com, and it's on InfoWars.com right now. Evidence of Pentagon psychological warfare operations against U.S. citizens surfaces in want ads. The U.S. military's Domestic Operations Command says it is not planning or conducting a secret psychological warfare campaign to manipulate the opinions of American citizens. Despite a U.S. Air Force document suggesting such activities might be taking place, the Pentagon said 2 years ago they were launching the Office of Strategic Information, which would, quote, plant fake news stories and lie to us. Continuing. We do not do information operations against the American people, said Lieutenant Commander Sean Kelly, a spokesman for the Pentagon's Northern Command, known as NORTHCOM, based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Of course, one of the NORAD chieftains, General Eberhard, who helped with things on 9/11, did such a good job, has been rewarded with the chieftain position over this. Hey, Russia has one of these domestic military forces. Why shouldn't we? Kelly, they're consulting with the KGB, by the way, Primakov and others. Kelly confirmed there is a PSYCOPS, or Psychological Warfare Operations Unit, at NORTHCOM, but said its work is designed to influence and deter foreign enemies from attacking the United States. Funny, P2OG, set up by the Pentagon, says that they try to get people to carry out attacks, but I guess you're a bunch of liars, so it doesn't matter. NORTHCOM was created after 9/11 attacks to direct military operations, including intelligence analysis, air defense, and support for civilian first responders. Inside the United States, it shares the military's counterterrorism mission with the Pentagon's Pacific Command, Central Command, and Strategic Command. The possibility of a propaganda program run out of the military's domestic headquarters surfaced with a phrase in an online employment ad, an advertisement for a, quote, influence operations specialist with a top security clearance for the U.S. Air Force appeared on the website of military contractors several weeks ago. The position would coordinate, and here it is, Air Force inputs to NORAD NORTHCOM influence operations. According to the ad, it defined these operations to include PSYOPs, themes, and messages for use for foreign countries, public affairs themes, and messages. So, domestic public affairs, folks, as well as deception plans. Oh, deception plans? The same position and job description is included in an Air Force contracting documents. At first, NORTHCOM refused to discuss the existence of any such operations. And they continue. We'll come back, take calls, get into more of this later. I mean, come on, folks. They've been caught planting hundreds of fake letters from troops in newspapers of how much they love the war. They're running most of our police departments.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, the Pentagon has got military in plain clothes all over the country. It's now even come out in the mainstream news. They're merging police departments with CIA offices in major cities. They had enlisted Marine Corps full-time officers kicking down gun dealers' doors in the late 1980s on the East Coast. I've interviewed them. They have lined up this giant apparatus of oppression and control. They plant fake news stories. They lie perpetually. People say, well, then you don't support the military. You're absolutely right. I don't support having a domestic KGB. You know, it's like living in Germany and saying, well, you don't support the German military, and people said, you better support the Fuhrer. Well, no, I don't support the Fuhrer turning the military into an instrument of oppression. And that's where all this is going, my friends. We're all being conditioned for really horrible things, to repossess and take your wealth. So you go ahead and join the system. You go ahead and go along with them, and you see what happens. Johnny in Texas. Johnny, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much for everything you're doing for all of us. You've enlightened the world. We appreciate it, and keep up the good work. This is a little bit off your subject, but I want to talk just a few seconds about the land grabs that are going on. I have a good friend here in Austin that owns 50 acres off of Spicewood Springs Road, very beautiful land, has a creek running through it. The city will not negotiate with him to turn this into a theme park. This is the latest thing they've shot down. They want the land, and they've offered him 15 cents an acre for it. Here it is again. We got the same problem. This happened to a man out in Florida. He's holding up the restoration of the Everglades because he doesn't want to sell his land for 15 cents an acre.
Well, they're also going to flood part of Miami for the Everglades. I mean, we're talking 55, 60-year-old neighborhoods, and they're just saying, hey, we don't care. We're not paying you for it. The Supreme Court ruled no just compensation 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. Time's flying past us. And here in Austin, they took, the city stole tens of thousands of acres, used our money to take it. Then they claimed that whole sections of the county, you can't build on it. But then they jack your taxes up as if it has full value. Then you're forced to sell. Then they take the environmental restrictions off and sell it to developers.
Exactly.
So don't worry, your friend, once he's forced to sell for 15 cents an acre, and I have read about this, once he's forced to do that, then they're going to sell it for hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions an acre, and probably build a hotel on it. It's like the land they stole east of Austin that they're now going to build a giant hotel, resort, and five-star golf course.
This is exactly what they're doing. They did the same thing up on 620 and 2222 here at the intersection here out.
Well, sir, if you won't give up your land, and if he won't for 15 cents an acre, that aids Al-Qaeda, okay?
That's
not going
right.
Along with the government aids terrorists. The government's got a plan to keep us safe. You got to do everything they say when they say. Government cannot do anything wrong. The state is God. It's never done anything wrong in history. And you, sir, are insane because you are questioning the authorities.
Not only am I questioning the authorities, I will fight them using any and all legal means at my disposal. They have backed us into a corner.
Well, if you can
get
the laws, the feds are trying to remove U.S. code and laws from the libraries and trying to bar access to the law itself.
It's pitiful. They are attacking us from every direction.
Well, it's freedom, sir. I appreciate the call. Take care. I mean, government can do no wrong. I agree with the yuppies and the neocons and liberals. Government's God, okay? And just how dare you. George in Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Well, carry on a little bit from where your last caller left off. Remember Nazi Germany, too, when a Jewish guy had a nice store, and the Nazi guy says, I like. He got just a fraction of the value of what his store
was. Well, after they were done with that store and the other Germans snickered, then the Gestapo said, I want your store.
Exactly.
And they'd say, well, I have blonde hair and blue eyes. Yes, but you're secretly a traitor. I want your wife, too. You're going to disappear and go to a work camp, Klaus.
Exactly.
It's all part of the freedom.
The new freedom. Anyway, what I called about is the CIA has an investment arm. I don't know if you knew about that.
Yes, a very loving organization. Go ahead.
QTEL?
Yes.
And then when we see all these terrorist warnings and threats, things happen. Like, you know things are going to happen. The U.S. dollar is going to go down. The Swiss franc goes up.
The oil explodes.
If oil's futures are going to explode. Certain companies that are affected by the crackdown, whether they have residents in a certain building or they do business in a certain area, their stocks are going to be affected. And having prior knowledge of this material means that you can make a tidy sum of cash.
Well, they always do. We always track it right back to them. We did it again this time, and nothing's going to happen to them. $1.2 trillion is missing from the Pentagon, George, and no one gets in trouble.
Well,
it's all part of freedom. Why don't you just submit to government and just be a slave?
Never.
It's your place.
No,
anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'll put in a couple more things.
Well,
you
just stay right there and learn to submit.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Our trusted military leader, Tommy Franks, was out stumping on television going, gee, it's sad to say, but it's what we need after an attack, martial law in the constitutional government. It's what you get after another attack. I'm sorry the terrorists are going to do this to us, but you know the government just hates running things and dominating and enslaving, but it's something we're willing to do if we have to. George in Canada, yes, I pointed out on Monday that insider trading was a big part of these latest fake terror alerts. And by fake, I'm not saying the globalists won't blow something up. I'm sure they will. They want to enslave us, and they need that pretext. But also it was about having the fear for the announcement of we've got to have a domestic intelligence agency outside Congress with no one having any oversight or control running all the other agencies. And it also makes the government and the black ski mask look like our savior. So it's all part of this bathing the consciousness in total tyranny and darkest despotism. But go ahead and finish up, George.
Oh, exactly, Alex. Like, when credible information comes in, like one classic one was the African embassy attacks. The New York Times published on their front page when that happened that a man went to the embassy every day for a year till he was thrown out, telling them that they were going to be attacked. So obviously it was something that was allowed to happen, or the people in charge were extremely stupid.
Well, at the very same time, Al-Qaeda is being given over $50 million by Bill Clinton publicly to attack the Serbs.
Exactly. They are agents of the...
It's admitted. It's public. I mean, this is not debatable.
They are going to try to do another terrorist attack. I still think that they're going to try to do what was in the Glasshouse tapes, is attack their own convention in New York and use that. You get maximum sympathy for Bush and the Republicans.
And again, for those that don't know about that, it's an admitted declassified plan by Nixon to attack a convention. Tell folks about it.
Exactly, his own convention. It was in a book called The Glasshouse Tapes by Lewis Tackwood. And a gentleman by the name of McCord was the head of security for the convention, a 19-year CIA veteran. He was arrested. The whole thing fell apart after the break-ins. And what they planned to do was hire anarchists or street people to attack the police. The police attacked the anarchists, cause a big melee in the street. And then surreptitiously, certain elements of the intelligence agencies and the White House would have planted explosives in the convention. And they would have gone off, killing a couple of delegates, giving Nixon a cause to declare martial law.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, the government will lock a young military officer up in a room and nerve gas him to death just to test nerve gas. They wouldn't do anything bad like that to us.
Well, they always have. It's just sometimes we've been ignorant of it in the past.
No, government's not bad. Government is sweet and loving and good.
I wish, but sometimes you get mummy dearest or government dearest. This time we have that.
Well, can't we just be subservient minions and just trust them?
Well, we tried that. You saw, like, most of the people that died in the Holocaust tried that option to say, well, if I just go along with them another day.
Well, you know, that's a quandary for me, because if criticizing the government's evil and all government is good and godlike, how, and we should just submit and trust them, well, then how could Hitler be bad, or how could Stalin be bad?
He wasn't bad to the people that are in power today. I'm sure they're probably role models. But
Actually, Homeland Security, all the terms,
exactly,
the same people that put Hitler and Stalin in are running things today, the same families.
Exactly. But remember, when push comes to shove, if the 6 million stood up like the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, would World War II have gone as far as it did? Would there have been the overwhelming Holocaust? Once they're cowards, generally. They like total power, total control. When things come back at them and they're outside of control and they have no power over you, or that they can take the wounds or casualties themselves, they run very quickly.
Well, what do you think of the Pentagon putting ads out for people to lie to the American people? Just, oh, we need deception agents to plant fake news stories. Please apply with us.
Well, I praise them for bringing it out. What I despise is when that happened, I brought that up on a local talk radio show in Hamilton, Ontario. And the fascist who does the morning show there, you know, would still try to shoot you down. And you'd pull out the article that was in, all over the world, basically, about how we were going to be lied to. And, he would still say that, this is all a good thing and we must submit. For propagandists like that, they must have gone to the Joseph Goebbels charm school. But I praise them to some degree for their honesty, but I just laugh at the people for their gullibility to it.
Well, that's the incredible thing. The Pentagon comes out and says, we're going to plant fake news stories and lie to you in an official press release 2 years ago, and then now they're doing it, and people are going, huh? No, they wouldn't lie. Thanks for the call. Folks, I mean, it's like the PNAC documents. We got Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush and Wolfowitz and all these people writing over 100 white papers, putting it on their own website, and saying Saddam isn't a threat, it's about oil, we're going to use it as a base, we're going to have a draft, we need helpful terror attacks on the order of Pearl Harbor to mobilize the people. And then you go, no, it isn't Richard Clark, it isn't O'Neill, Paul O'Neill saying all this. They can claim that's partisan. No, I mean, it's Dick Cheney. And you can hold it up and go, here's PNAC, he wrote it, here's his name on it. It's on his website. They know, though. I mean, it's like the military coming out and saying, by 2025, the military will run clinics where we put brain chips in everyone. Everyone will accept it through PR and hype. And then people just go, it's not true. And I go, well, here's army.mil of the dozens and dozens of civilian inmate labor camps that have been set up since the mid-80s with federal prisoners working at them secretly. They declassified it in 1997 and have expanded new camps. And here's a list of the camps, and here's the phone number and the email of the Army captain who's the public relations person. And people go, that's not true, you're a liar. I go, on my TV show, here's the web address. Here is the Army printout. Here are the camps. Now moving down to the state level. And understand, they had camps, folks, for at least 10 years with people in them that they didn't even tell us about. There's a copy of that document from the Army My book, 9/11 Descent and Tyranny, by the way. It's one of the 50-plus photos and documents in it. You can give it to somebody with the Army's web address on it where they can type it in and go to the Army, and they'll deny it. I mean, they'll deny anything, folks. They'll deny it all. They just deny any. To be cowardly, you just sit there and you make excuses. Mark in Connecticut. Mark, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's Eric.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. I talked to you yesterday about the meeting, the town meeting.
Yes.
We had the town meeting last night. I didn't have time to set up a video camera, but I think they had one already running at the town meeting.
Yeah, that was probably aired on your cable, was it not?
I believe it's going to be. It was like a delayed broadcast.
Well, you need to get me a tape of that. Now, for those that weren't here yesterday, and you sent me the news article, it's true. Tell us the town, the place. They're merging your military with your city government. Tell us all about it.
Okay, Alex. Well, for the record here, for some background, East Lyme, Connecticut, it's about 100 miles east of New York. It's in the southeast corner of the state on the coast, on Long Island Sound. A proposal was put forth by the first selectman, Wayne Fraser, of the city, of the town, to go in league with the National Guard and basically team up under one facility, one complex, and it's referred to as a public safety complex.
A public safety complex.
But I have good news, Alex. It was shot down at last night's meeting.
Well, they may say that, they may try to resurrect it, but good job.
Yes, well, what we did, we got up in front, and a lot of people were there. In fact, there's an article in today's paper. I will send you a copy of
it. Yeah, email it to tips@infowars.com, my friend, and we'll post it.
Okay, Alex, and I will also attempt to get you a video, but...
I'm begging for it.
I will do my best.
So describe what happened at this meeting. By the way, folks, this already happened in Austin. We couldn't stop them. And the average idiot has no idea this is even going on.
Well,
tell us about your town. Tell us about the death camp, please.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. There were a lot of citizens concerned, of course, about the financial aspect. It was a lease. We wouldn't end up owning the building.
They were obsessed with petty issues, but this was merging your police, your emergency management, with the military, with a federal grant.
Yes, and I wrote a letter to the editor, and I mentioned in the article, in my letter, the Cato report about the paramilitarization of the police, and several board members commented to me that that report helped them make an intelligent decision. Because these things, the militarization of the police has been happening so slowly, so inexorably, that many people don't even notice it until it's right at their back door.
They had at least 15,000 troops in plain clothes in 1989. Now I'm told it's over 100,000 secret police on the streets. I've talked to them. I've interviewed them. It's showed up in news articles. I mean, it is a giant KGB, Stasi, Gestapo force, and these are the 24% in the polls they give them, the questionnaires, will you fire on Americans, will you confiscate guns? This is the 24%, folks.
Yes,
they get roughly triple the pay of someone of their same rank who's overseas. They get credit cards, nice cars, some got long hair and earrings, others are in business suits. They've got surveillance systems, weapons, you name it, and then when they really find criminals in these groups, then they've got smaller terrorist units in every city, folks, ready to just blow our towns to bits. And if you don't, and folks, I'm not joking around about this. Okay, I've been to the towns when they practice taking over, arresting the mayor, doing the whole nine yards, and these idiots in these local cities just buy into this. I mean, I've made 3 police state films, folks. I got videos, mayors, police chiefs, special forces troops. I mean, I've got them all admitting it. And then news articles and documents. And let me break this down for those that just joined us, Eric in Connecticut. Look at Iraq, okay? How does it work? Our troops go in. They set up a military base in every city. They then have their puppet government that's appointed. And that's how they control things. Well, it's the same thing here. In every city, in every county, they're setting up these bases. Now this new intelligence czar will be over all the CIA commanders, liaisons, commissars, literally, political officers. It'll be over these command bunkers. And It's here. It's upon us. I mean, this is martial law right now. The infrastructure is in place, but hundreds of these towns and cities and counties do not have this in place yet. Thousands do, and they're expanding them right now. And if people are just aware of this, you can stop it. Folks, it is totally unconstitutional, totally un-American to have bivouacked police military command bunkers in your cities.
Alex, I want to make it very clear to people that if they get involved, if they elect good town officials to these boards, which is what we had last night. This was some of the finest.
You got to stop electronic machines from going in the voting machines.
Yes, absolutely. People can make a difference.
You don't have those in your town, do you?
No, we don't.
Yeah, you will soon, unless you stop them.
Yep.
And that's the next thing. You got to stop those.
Oh, this is just...
The minute those go in and their new people get in, they'll just smile at you. Cops will walk in black uniforms. You'll probably get arrested and beaten in the parking lot. I'm not kidding. It will happen to you. It's just hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen.
One last thing, Alex.
You've got new machines in, and these are new special detail security officers. You got a problem with that, Eric?
I mean, look, folks, if I'm yelling and screaming, this is freaking me out.
No, Alex, you're
but
right.
But I'm glad you guys had this victory. So what did some of the speakers say? What did you say?
Well, I got up, and I said that, first of all, let me just say I'm not against the cops. I'm not against good cops. I'm not against the guard. But I am. It's to me. It's like mixing chlorine and ammonia. They're good cleaners when they're separately used. But if you mix the two, you're going to get toxic byproduct. I said the founders of this country knew very well the danger of a militarized police force or an overbearing standing army. And here we have the beginnings of the very thing the founders feared the most.
We don't have the beginnings, my friend. We are well along in the disease process.
Yep, and I cited the Third Amendment about the quartering of troops domestically during peacetime. I also cited the report, which talks about the paramilitarization
of the
police.
Now, that's what the founding fathers said is, the troops would come into the town, levy a tax, take over the biggest building, and just sit there and take people's chickens and push their wives around and... You know, this is it. It's like Reconstruction in the South.
See, and the biggest problem, Alex, is because the police officer is assigned to keep the peace and use a minimum of force.
And yeah, they're peacekeepers, they're peace officers.
And to respect the Constitution.
And by the way, they are civilians just like us.
Oh, and I made that point last night many, many times.
Yeah, are they calling us the civilians?
No, they're civilians. And that's the point that this briefing paper makes. And I said the soldier's job is there
to kill people and break things.
Exactly right. So when you mix the two, there's nothing but trouble. I will attempt to get you that video, Alex, and I will send you more information. I also have the connection to a possible military website that could be a bombshell. A friend of mine may have a copy of it. I tried to access it on the Internet. The site was down. If I have to scan the thing, I'll scan it and send it to you in the form of a PDF.
You're absolutely amazing. Thanks for the call. By the way, you talk about a bombshell. I got a call last night, and I got the phone number, and I've confirmed part of it, and it's a big news story. Let's just say one of the biggest hotels in the country, hotel chains, secretly searches your car when it's in their parking lot, and they have face-scanning cameras. And they search your car if they can get a hold of your keys if you use the valet. For guns, drugs, to fight terror. No warrant, no nothing. And, of course, you know they're all already searching your rooms.
It's all part of the new freedom.
Let's talk to Rob in South Carolina, then Emmett, Michael, and others. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I was just willing to let you know that I found this article about 3,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate stolen in North Carolina. So they're probably planning on, like, an Oklahoma City kind of bombing again. But.
Well, I mean, every month there's, fertilizer is missing, and then it turns out it's an insurance scam, or somebody forgot to pay for something, or, it's an accounting error. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, sure, they could be creating the history, so they can do something like this, and they're saying terrorists are planning to attack with truck bombs any minute, and who knows, the globalists might do that. You never know when they're really going to drop the hammer.
Oh, yeah, but I'll send you the article if you want it.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, there was a bombing in Nashville a few weeks ago, and I never heard about it until somebody sent me the article a week after, and I was surprised it never made really national news. A car just blew up in the parking lot. I mean, blew up big time. And what's behind that? Well, the government carries out a lot of terror attacks. There's been over 100 in the last 3 years that they don't announce, but they tell the cops about it. Men, see, we're under attack. That's why we're doing all this. You're the only ones that are being let in on this. You can't tell anybody. And so, really, the whole country's already on red alert. And the police, most police, mid-level police, high-level police, know this. And so that's how they manipulate the police, is with false intelligence. We'll come back and talk to Emmett and Michael and many, many others. 1-800-259-9231. And when we get back, I will briefly, quickly, in an expeditious, judicious fashion, give you the phone number and mailing address to get my great videos and the books and other key information that we offer. And we've got some guests coming up. And, of course, your phone calls, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are the websites. Please stay with us. The transmission shall continue.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
His Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I mean, if I get obnoxious and angry, it's because I love this country, and they're killing America. The United States of America is being butchered scientifically, and they've hired the former KGB chief, it was in the Associated Press 2 years ago, to consult Homeland Security on how to set up their internal system? I mean, what? What? Generals are on TV talking about martial law. Did you see General Franks on TV last night? I mean, you know, this makes me angry. I love this country. I love my family more than I love this country that lives in this country. That's why you're supposed to love your country, because it's the place where your family lives, and if it's a free country, you love it because it makes your family free and happy. Our beautiful country is being turned into a nightmare because a bunch of criminals, corporate raiders, looters of the government, are running things. I mean, look at all the crimes you know they've committed, all the things they've done, whether it's Kerry or Bush. We got a pack of pirates owning high-tech PR firms busting this country up, just busting this country up, and it makes my blood boil. I know we got loaded phone lines. We got a guest coming up, too, where you try to go to a football game and there's troops searching you, part of the private secret police, in military uniforms. Got photos of this on Infowars.com. But I do want to encourage every single one of you to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com if you're online, and to stop procrastinating and to get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, my two excellent 9/11 films. We're carrying Eric Hufschmid's great 9/11 video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. We're also carrying a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape by other authors and researchers. Just visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse all the titles and the films. And there's a bunch of different specials on videos and books. And if you call the toll-free number, you can ask questions about the different specials and take advantage of that. The toll-free number to call is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My films are all over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes long. 2 hours, 24 minutes long, you know. They're all over 2 hours, so they're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of my 10 videos, they drop down to 20. And then I've got stuff like George Humphrey's video for $19.95 with a free color book with it. And I got Hufschmid's video for $22, and just a lot of different prices and specials if you get one or two or more of any of those videos. So you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. Emmett in Pennsylvania, then Michael and others. So go ahead, Emmett.
Yes, I urge your listeners to access C. Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, at patriotnews.com. A man was taken in, this is Pennsylvania Dutch country, and a man was taken into the hospital with irregular heartbeat, and they even tested his blood and found no alcohol in it. However, they asked him, does he drink? And the man said, I drink a six-pack at home at night. Pennsylvania state law requires...
And so they withdrew his driver's license.
Yes, uh-huh. And the state law requires physicians to report patients who they believe have a condition that would prevent them.
No, I read that article 2 weeks ago, and I meant to get that guy on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, email me that article again, because I probably won't find it, and I'll get him on.
All right, I will.
Hey, have you heard the latest? People that have pro-life bumper stickers are being pulled over and harassed. People who read from Bible passages at city council meetings are being beat up and arrested.
Oh, my. Yes, I'll mail you this.
Well, you know, just stay there. We'll talk about all the freedom we're getting from our Christian conservative leaders when we get back.